two-day Red Cross Bloodmobile is back once again this next week at the Redlow County Fairgrounds Community Building. That means the one and only Kathy Carman is in studio. How you been?
I've been good. It's been a busy week, but it's been a good week.
Yeah, it's good. That's great. Well, you've had Bloodmobiles throughout the month of August. You help coordinate, so it keeps you busy, doesn't it?
It really does. It does. And especially because this, and of course, coming up is our big two-day. And you guys, we are that really out west here, we are the two-day biggest drive that supplies blood from out west. Ogallala does a two-day, but they're about 20 units both days lower than us. And so we really do carry kind of the weight out west on our shoulders. You know, you guys, the volunteers, the support that we have, plus just our donors out here. You guys are the most loyal donors we have across. I mean, our Midwest donors are so loyal, and we count on them. I mean, and upper management counts on them to come out and support the drive. So, but next Tuesday and Wednesday is the opportunity to come out. We're starting, we're at the fairgrounds in the community building. We're starting on Tuesday the 27th, 12:30 to 6:30, and then on Wednesday, August 28th, from 11 to 5. And those are openings. There's openings. The first day's filling up a little bit, but I still have quite a few openings. Second day's pretty wide open yet. If you're interested in jumping on, you can use the Blood Donor app to sign up. It's really great because it's cool in the sense that when you donate, it tells you what location your blood is going to. And that's kind of neat to know that it's out there and it's giving life to three other people, you know, with the platelets, plasma, and red cells. So just know that you as one person can make a big impact on lives.
You're signing folks up here probably this week, aren't you still?
We are. I'm a little behind, so I'll give the donors a quick heads up. If you get signed up today, I won't have to give you a call. And that's kind of cool. We want to be able to fill the schedule. We really need to. We're in an emergency blood shortage right now. And everyone counts. And it's huge. We have been short coming out of May. We've been short coming out of July. And the impact that being 19,000 units shorts across the United States, it's huge. It's huge. When you go in and you have surgery and there's not blood there or not enough blood there, that's when it gets scary. And, you know, when we're short, we can't provide. And Red Cross is like a 40% provider of the blood across the United States. So, but we can't do it without the volunteer blood donors that come out. We can't provide that to those people that need it. If you're a mom that just gave birth, might need blood, an accident, cancer patients. I mean, the impact for the need for blood it's really across the board.
What do folks need to do? Phone number? How can they get signed up?
So you can call me. I have my cell. It's 340-5424. You'll see a few posters around town. I think we got them out this week. And you can do that. You can go to the Blood Donor app and type in a zip code. If you're not from this area and you're in town and you want to come in and donate, you're welcome to come in and donate. We do that. You can walk in, too. I know that we're starting to take walk-ins as well. The biggest thing with walk-ins is you kind of have to wait till the appointments are on, because they're on because they either got to get back to work or pick up kids at school or, you know, that type of thing. So if you know even a half an hour, you've got my number. I mean, everybody should have my number in their phone. Call me, text me, and say, hey, what's it looking like right now? Can I slip in and I can give you an idea of what it's looking like? We need everyone, so we want to accommodate you as best we can.
As far as anything extra special going on for this one?
Well, this month they are offering, and this is the biggest one, is a $20 e-gift card, and it'll be by email, so you'll have to have a valid email with us. So when you come in on the day, make sure that the email they have that we have currently on file for you is the correct one. $20, you guys, that's kind of huge. It drops down to $10, I think, in October. Mm-hmm. And so it's a big deal. It's a big deal because we need you. We need you, and it's our thank you to say, hey, thank you for coming in, taking your time. We really appreciate it.
Need some helpers?
Right now, I haven't called all my helpers. So if you're interested, give me a call about that. Maybe you're a donor that's on blood thinners or something and can't give, but maybe you'd like to help me come in. I have Rotary that helps me set up and tear down, but we could always use an extra hand if you want to help work the day or either day or part of the days. I have that availability too as well.
I haven't got my list yet of September, but I'm sure September is going to be full of a lot of blood mobiles around the area.
It is. It is. And right now, I know I've got a slammed week next week because I have 7 drives in my week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right before Labor Day weekend, huh?
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, and going into that, you know, that's when accidents happen. More people are on the road. They're traveling. They're doing that last hurrah before school really gets into the full swing. And in doing that, accidents happen and blood's needed. And especially the O donors, if they can make it out, that is huge. I was thinking of in the travels and stuff, but Monday, Juanita Palisade is going at Mim Hall. So it's in Palisade and not at the high school, but it's the high school ran drive. Mm-hmm. So if you're in that area and haven't given earlier and stuff that way, definitely make a point to go out and give and support the high school kids. They earn scholarship dollars when you come out and donate and your unit counts. It's a win-win because the patients get the blood and the high school kids get the scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is a really neat thing to come out and do that you're impacting even just more.
Tuesday, Wednesday, once again, Red Willow County Fairgrounds, either day, and make sure that you're eligible for one of those days.
Yep, and you should be eligible. If you gave at our last drive, both days were far enough apart. We had 9 weeks this time, so we're plenty easy, so you can pick either day, and it won't affect what day you get to donate next time. So you're all good that way. If you need to know if you're eligible or not, I think a lot of people think they're not eligible. At times, they'll think, oh, I'm on blood pressure meds, or I'm on thyroid medication, or this or that. A lot of those things don't affect. And so I have a number. It's 800. It's an 800 number. It's 866-236-3276. If you have any type of eligibility questions, maybe surgery you've had and you wonder if you're eligible yet, call that number and find out. I think you'd be surprised how many people could really truly try to give and be a first timer. I mean, what better time of the year to be a first timer and come out and donate?
Get that Red Cross app as well, huh?
Yep, the app is neat. There's rewards in there, blood donor rewards. Plus, it just you get to track your blood, and that's kind of cool. We do meet our Nebraska, Iowa, and Eastern Colorado needs before the blood is sent out, because I know mine has gone out down to Houston a couple of times. But they meet our needs first before they ship out when somebody calls for help and says, hey, we need this, and then we ship. But we make sure we've got us covered first.
Tuesday, Wednesday, right below County Fairgrounds. We'll keep in tabs with Kathy both days on how things going. And thank you so much for coming in.
Yep, and thank you, Rich, for your support.